Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know how much longer we're going to remind you of this, but get your phones out. It's time to record yourself singing to...
News.
No. News.
Our only real hope is to decide.
Let you do the last one normally.
Or no.
News or nope. Send your, you singing along to it. Is there a prize for singing along to it, or is it just undying affection?
Yeah.
I'd love, we could put like a big compilation together once we
plan.
We get enough.
Yeah, big compilation of the two people who've actually sent in videos of them singing along to it. This is where we tell you the news of the day you're never going to hear on our show otherwise.
Good evening. It is the season to be jolly, but don't be too jolly because December is a month where we make poor choices regarding love and relations.
Is it?
Yep. Mm. Turns out that, you know, people feel the need for Christmas time and like Christmas time comfort, so they just hook up with random people. So, Slacker, maybe this is your chance.
This is. I'm looking for people looking to make bad decisions.
Yeah.
If you want to make a bad decision, don't send me a video singing that song. Send me a different video of No, I mean, I'm not gonna make any bad. I'm gonna make.
And then they
decisions.
Regret it all in January.
Is that really? Have you done that?
No.
I'm always in a relationship at this time of year. I don't remember the last time when I was going through the divorce, I wasn't.
Right.
But I still was technically in a relationship.
Well, it makes sense. It's cuffing season, so everyone's kind of going that way. But if you don't get cuffed, then it sounds like you're kind of just like
Yeah.
So
then you just. What night do you think is the best? Like. I think we missed it. I think it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is the night where the worst decisions gets made.
No, that's the best night because...
It's the best night for hooking up?
Well, it's the best night for drama because that's been like all of the... You go back to your small town.
That's
to
what I'm saying.
Out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So bad decisions are made that night because you're in a town that you're not going to be in 3 days.
But it almost doesn't
days.
Count.
Okay, that's what people tell themselves. If I just do a little heroin, it won't count. But like, no, I think that's one of the best nights for the bad decisions you're talking about. And then what's the next best bad night? Like, I'm just asking what
New
night...
New Year's.
Have you ever made out with a stranger on New Year's?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Have I? Kind of.
I remember his name was Dex, like the phone book.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you just...
I think he made that up. That sounds like, my name? Yellow Page, Dex.
Yeah, you're right. He made that up. Had you been talking to him, or was it just right at midnight you grabbed him and like...
We were talking for like maybe the hour before.
Because you both... There does become this like sort of beehive mentality.
Yeah.
And you're like, I gotta pair off with somebody. I gotta make out with something. Okay. All right. So, bad decisions. Send your videos of the bad decisions you'd like to make. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Heartbreaking celebrity news today.
Oh.
As actress Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have called it quits.
No, it is heartbreaking.
It's not going to last long.
Because breakup?
Yeah.
Just months before the arrival of their child together. Now, the reason I'm bringing up this story is because it has a Colorado twist to it. Apparently, the two were on vacation in Vail, Colorado.
Let me just say this.
MGK is from here, right?
Is he?
Yeah, he like went to high school with Amber.
Was he TJ?
He's from Cleveland, but he spent some time here. So he's like both. He claims Here's Cleveland more, but...
Megan Fox can wander the streets of Vail, no problem. MGK sticking out like a sore thumb. Like, you know, like, have you, you've gone up there and like seen celebrities, especially in Aspen.
Oh, yeah.
But like,
okay,
but then they kind of blend in, like Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn just blend in. You're just like, oh, just this cute little couple over there, and you don't think about it. Like MGK walking around, you're like, MGK! Yeah. He's like tall and weird.
He's really
and, like,
tall. He's actually
just,
really
like,
tall. Yeah.
Deformed and like, unless not she's not wearing gloves and her hammer thumbs are out.
Stop it.
She does have hammer thumbs.
Yeah, but they were on a trip in Vail and they got into a fight. She sent him home early.
You can't.
So, I don't know.
You can't.
She may still be in Vail.
You can't get into a, like, she's pregnant, man. With your baby.
I agree.
You don't fight now.
No, not
no
time.
Fight now.
Mm-mm.
Now you just, like, everything she says, yes, ma'am.
Right.
Like, because you don't know what she's going through. You don't know what that feels like. And just, the other thing about those two, they're on again, off again, on again, off again. Don't make a baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's like, not going to save
gonna
it.
It's not going to cure it.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't.
Nope.
It's one of those December bad decisions is what that is.
Oh, you're right.
You're welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There's been a list, but it's not accurate. Of
okay.
like the best black and white Christmas movies. Number one, trash. Number two,
hold
terrible.
On. You don't just say trash. What is it?
Number one is It's a Wonderful Life.
Number one is number one. They got that right.
Uh-huh.
Wait, hold on.
It should be 1 through 5. Should be It's a Wonderful Life.
Facts. But can I ask a question of T-Hack real quick?
Yeah, of course.
As the official stupid list guy of the Slacker show.
Controversial ranking.
I think this actually was written by T-Hack.
Okay, so. Maybe it was. Do you feel weird that she's horning in on your controversial ranking list?
No, because you're supposed to start at 10 and go to 1. You just started with 1.
Yeah, you started with 1. What are you doing? You know how to build drama?
It doesn't matter because the whole list is terrible.
Can you name any black and white movie you like? The first 30 seconds of Wizard of Oz. How long is
no,
it?
No, the first 30 minutes. No, I don't even know if that's black and white. Never mind.
Of what?
Meet the Robinsons.
Are you talking about the cartoon?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's one of the worst movies ever.
I love that movie.
Are these
movie.
Just Christmas movies or just best black and white
these
movies?
These are Christmas movies specifically.
Okay. Is there one on there that you do like? Miracle on 34th. I've never seen it, but people talk about that.
That's number two.
Okay. I don't know any of the other movies.
I don't either.
Do you know when movies started to go color? I think like Wizard of Oz was like one of the first, but it was in the like late 30s, I think, maybe.
Oh.
Okay.
All I remember seeing is that for black and white for the Addams Family, the like sets were like pink to get the contrast appropriate
for
black and white. It's crazy to look at. And like lipstick color was almost black because you wanted it to pop. Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. It's really cool.
I remember when my kids were really little and we would watch black and white, they legitimately just thought like we didn't.
Oh.
No.
It was like
we hadn't figured it out.
When did we get color?
No.
It's just like, yeah, we just had a bunch of gray paint laying around. We just painted everything. My favorite black and white, not black and white movie is Pleasantville, but it's not actually a black and white movie. You guys haven't watched it.
No. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
It's with Spider-Man.
Tobey Maguire?
Yeah. And Legally Blonde.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
She's a power tramp and like, I think Paul Walker's in it.
Huh.
Will you guys come over and watch that movie
and
with me?
It's in black and white?
It's like shot like a black and white movie. It's like about like this black and white. It's like a black and white show, and everybody's all pure. And then like these kids get like transported into the show. Like modern kids get transported into it, and they screw it up so bad that they start boinking people and whatever. And then the people like as people start to realize there's more to life than black and white, people start turning color. So then in some of the movie, some of the people are in black and white. Some
cute. All right.
Watch Pleasantville tonight on TBS.
Good evening. We've warned you on the program this week a lot about...
What?
You're only allowed to say the P word at the very beginning of this, and Aaron chose to not say it, but you're not allowed to throw
it in context.
Does it? We say show? Say the broadcast? Nope. Just show. Just say show.
We've talked a lot on the broadcast about today is the biggest day for breakups for couples. Because it's 2 weeks out from Christmas. But if you're married, if you make it past today and you're married, be on the lookout because January 8th, otherwise known as D-Day, not to be confused with the real D-Day, but that's divorce day. That's when the most divorces are filed on January 8th. You make it through the holidays and then you kind of figure out how much money you got and all that stuff. And then you make the move. So just because you make it through today doesn't mean you're safe.
All right. Well, if you get broken up with and want to make a bad decision, we could be divorced by the 8th.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.